Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Philadelphia Public Schools welcomed students back to the classroom this week. Parents there and across the country want their tax dollars to go to providing a quality education in a safe environment. Let's go to school with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, more specifically, to what extent are parents concerned about their child's safety when they're in the classroom?
We don't think that there is abnormal concern now based on the context that we have from having looked at this measure over the decades. Right now, to be very specific in answer to your question, parents of K through 12 children, and I should point out this includes all K through 12 children, whether they go to public or private or parochial schools, are worried about their child's safety, 29%. Now, that is that high? Is that low? It's a little less than a third. But when we look back over time, that number has fluctuated. But actually, that's about average for where we've been over the last decade or so. We can go back to Columbine back in 1999. We did ask that question a few weeks after that tragic incident in Colorado, and at that point it had jumped up to 55% of parents were concerned about their child's safety, but that soon came back down, and it's gone up and down a little when we've seen other tragedies or incidents in schools, but right now I would say parents' concern about their kids' safety is no higher than we have seen it over the last decade.
Let's look at the enrollment numbers, public, private, parochial.
We have an estimate based on just interviewing parents. We do it routinely and ask all parents of K through 12 kids, what kind of school does your child go to? And our current number is 80% of parents tell us that their child goes to public schools. So clearly the vast majority, but earlier in time, back in 1999, 2000, and the early 2000s, that number was in the upper 80s. In one poll, it was as high as 89%. So if you look at it over time, we've clearly seen a slight sagging in the percent of Americans' children who are going to public schools. And of course, that means they're more going to private schools. Our estimate is about 13% private, 3% parochial. And Dave, 3% of parents tell us that they homeschool their children, which is quite interesting. Back in 1999, when we first asked it, we didn't even have 1% who said that they homeschool their children.
So let's turn from spending to earning money. There are new rules regarding eligibility for overtime. Is that a big deal for Americans?
Very interesting ruling on the part of the Obama administration and the Labor Department. It's complicated, as you may know, who is exempt and who isn't exempt from overtime. And there's lots of contention back and forth about what the implications of this are, both for the workers, for business, and for the economy. But we recently included that in a long list of economic proposals that we tested with the public. And in every instance, we said, is this going to improve the economy or not? Will it be very effective? And the idea of expanding the number of workers eligible for overtime is kind of mid-range. 36% of Americans say that would be very effective. But that's kind of in the middle of all the proposals that we looked at. So I don't think Americans are extraordinarily positive that this is a great move to help boost the economy.
Frank, lastly, observations are taking place across the land today on this, the 14th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. In 2015, where does the threat of terror stand in terms of what Americans are concerned about?
It's not high. Clearly, after 9/11, we saw a jump on a number of different measures in the percent of Americans who were concerned about terrorism, who mentioned it as the top problem facing the nation, and that's gone up and down some over the years. But when we've looked at it in over the last year or two, we simply see that settling back down to where it's very low-level concern about terrorism, particularly in terms of top-of-mind issues when we ask Americans about what are the big issues facing the country.
Even in spite of the rise of ISIS and Boko Haram?
That's right. Clearly, we have seen more terrorism, or what can be defined as terrorism, going on in elsewhere around the world. And we've seen attacks in this country that some have defined as terrorists, of course. But right now, we simply don't see a high level of top-of-mind concern some 14 years after the 9/11 attacks on the part of the average American.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.